Glad to welcome back the president and CEO of the Community Foundation Sonoma County, Elizabeth Brown. Good morning, Beth.
Pat, great to start the week with you.
Thank you. Right back at you, especially with this kind of news. Let's talk first, Beth, if we can, about the questionnaires, the surveys that you sent out to many nonprofit organizations in Sonoma County. What did you find?
Pat, what we found is our nonprofit sector was really impacted by the fire in two ways. The first is the little more obvious way, is that we know that nonprofits in those weeks and months following the fire started expanding their programs. And this is whether they were providing that kind of direct service that you would imagine was on the front lines, like food and shelter. But other organizations jumped in, no matter what their mission was, to help fire survivors as much as they could.
Boy, that's
so
for sure.
We had the data that supports anecdotally what we were hearing, which is that 85% of the nonprofits were greatly impacted by the fires, both in serving other organizations and then the impact on their own capacity. So that they experienced that their donors and board members lost home. 80% of nonprofit organizations surveyed said that is the case.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, especially that if you look at our nonprofit sector, you know, as a system, and if you're looking from 30,000 feet and think that, you know, 80% of the organizations are experiencing that fundamental leadership and donor challenge.
Yeah. Devastating.
If you can imagine. Devastating, and it's going to take a long time to repair. So we have this snapshot of these early months after the fire, and that's something we're going to be monitoring along the way for sure. This is something that when we talk to the communities who have suffered disasters, hurricanes, Katrina, 9/11, even years after the disaster, they say, you know what, our nonprofit sector never really recovered. That's one thing we wish we had our eye on from the get-go. So that's what we're trying to do, Pat.
And it's an important part of this equation. First, find out what's wrong and then go about the business of fixing it. And the Resilience Fund through the Community Foundation has always had its eye on mid- and long-range recovery. So you find all of this information out from the nonprofits themselves, and then what do you do?
So then what we're doing is we have identified our, you know, the launch of our first grant-making efforts, and we did make some initial emergency grants just the week after the fire, and then by design, we haven't yet been making grants. And so I know that has been a little bit of a, can be a frustrating message in the early months, but what I'm really happy to announce, Pat, is $470,000 in grants to two amazing organizations. And I hope this is the first grant announcement I'm going to make over many for the coming 5 years.
Very good.
So we've been deliberate about setting those funds aside, knowing we had the benefit of so much generosity up front, specifically generosity coming in to the Redwood Credit Union,
right,
and to the Tipping Point community. And those organizations, their fire recovery funds, really relief funds, were set up to more immediately distribute. And in fact, I think the Redwood Credit Union, they have distributed over $30 million. Tipping Point Community also over $30 million. Their efforts by design were just to be in this first year.
Yeah.
So ours the opposite. So today we're announcing grants, a $250,000 grant to the Disaster Law Program at Legal Aid, and a $220,000 grant to the Insurance Dispute Mediation Program at United Policyholders. And both of these organizations, I want to mention, Tipping Point did support in the first year. So I want to give a shout out to Daniel Lurie and his team in San Francisco for seeding these efforts, and then we can do, you know, provide some continuity of funding along the way.
So United Policyholders, I always like to remind people that it sounds like an insurance company, but it's not. It's a consumer protection organization that watches out for you and me when it comes to insurance issues. So that's United Policyholders. And what's the name of the other group, Beth?
The other group is Legal Aid of Sonoma County, and this is their disaster law program. So, you know, ideally, these organizations, you know, you first would go to United Policyholders. 66% of our fire survivors are underinsured.
Yes.
So we want to encourage people not to stop there, but to reach out to United Policyholders to see what more can be done in terms of mediation with the insurance companies. So that would be the first stop. You know, if those issues don't get resolved, then legal aid might be the appropriate next step to actually take that into a legal issue.
Uh-huh.
But then in addition to legal issues, you know, our legal aid provides, you know, ongoing. They're always providing legal services to our most vulnerable populations, including the low income and seniors and newer immigrants. And so this is a sweet spot for them doing that anyway, and now they can expand that into claims related to insurance, contractor disputes, fraud, and other legal services.
Oh, yeah, all the stuff that comes up once the smoke literally clears, and then the business of recovery begins. And so as you have been saying from the get-go, Beth, you know, this mid- and long-range recovery plan is of the utmost importance to us, and I'm happy to hear that nearly $500,000 is going out to those two groups serving our community. Very, very good news.
Well, we're happy to report it, and next month I'd love to come back to you and talk about the Healing Community Trauma Grants that we plan to do in August. So that's our next tranche of grants, which will be about healing our community through mental health services. And I am sure you and so many of your listeners are so aware that kind of community trauma is going to be triggered even more as time goes by. And I know, you know, last week when we can see the smokes and these other fires nearby, the reaction is very visceral and emotional, and we need to have support systems in place for our community to heal.
And with that in mind, Beth already knows this, of course, but KSRO has been, I've been a believer in the Community Foundation since I first heard about it, along with a lot of other people. And we have partnered with the Community Foundation Sonoma County and the Resilience Fund to moving forward in whatever fundraisers that KSRO has going on. You and I have talked about the premiere of Urban Inferno a week from Thursday, which will and subsequent events too that will benefit the Community Foundation, the Resilience Fund there, and I'm happy to do that. But given what you were just saying, I'll point out too that when we premiere that documentary, which focuses on the Tubbs Fire a week from Thursday, on hand at the Roxy Theater with us will be crisis counselors, because we know that some people, Beth, just are not ready to see this documentary. Certainly respect that. And even for the folks who do, it is a powerful thing. It's a very powerful experience. And so we want to make sure that we have people on hand at the theater itself to be available for folks should they need it after the fact.
That's so important, Pat, to preview what some of the responses might be and then to have that support right there.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't be more honored to be partnering with you in this way, Pat. And you know, like you said, from the start, you and I have both always talked about that really long view for the community's recovery that was, you know, both daunting and discouraging at first to think about when others would say, like, you're going to be in this for 5 years.
Yeah.
But now I'm just so grateful that we have so many partners like you and other donors who really want to invest in the long-term recovery.
Well, we know that's the only way to get through this and come out on some other end, you know, some mostly productive other end. Well, as always, thank you for your efforts on behalf of our community, Elizabeth. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Pat. Hope you have a great week.
Indeed, you too. That is Elizabeth Brown. She's the president and CEO of the Community Foundation of Sonoma County and the Resilience Fund, which we are happy to throw our support in front of, behind, and on either side as we move forward through this recovery together.